Yes, it's recording.
All right, everybody, we're on the record. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the October 7, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include wetland variances and shoreline permits. I'm also authorized to make recommendation for proposed development agreements. Those are the things we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony and evidence that we have on the any testimony and evidence that is presented today, as well as all the written materials that are on file, in order to make my decision. The hearing process is rather simple. First of all, staff will present their report to make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative will present their testimony and evidence, knowing that they have the burden of proof to show compliance with all applicable rules and regulations. If somebody in the public came to testify either in favor or against the project, I'll give them that chance to do so. And because the applicant has the burden of proof, if the applicant wishes to submit any rebuttal testimony, they will be given that chance. When you do testify, I'll have you state your name and address. If you're going to give testimony, I'll swear you in as a witness. If you have anything in writing that you need to submit today, let us know and we can make those arrangements. I have the option to keep this record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Let's see here. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration, my decision on all of these matters, except for the recommendation, but my decision on the other two matters is final and conclusive unless it is appealed. Appeals on the shoreline matters are heard by the Shoreline Hearings Board, and those appeals must be filed within 21 days of the date Department of Ecology receives my decision. On the wetland variance, those appeals are heard by land use petition action, and they have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. Now, I have reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the file materials, including the application materials, agency comments, public comments, noticing documents, SEPA documents, site plan drawings, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file for each matter, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner for any of the items, you need to state so at this time. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a request for a development agreement regarding short plat 2019-010. This is an approved short plat with a development agreement proposed to delay some work done on some roads. And is there a member of Public Works here on this matter? All right, nobody's jumping up and saying that they're from Public Works. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter?
Is this for Kenora Orchards?
Yes.
I'm Alan Kenoyer, the nephew and son of the three partners of Kenora Orchards.
All right, did you want to provide testimony today?
No, sir, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I believe I have all the paperwork turned in.
All right. Well, Public Works isn't here. You are here. Thank you for calling in. There's no testimony on this matter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record, Mr. Kennard, and I will have a written recommendation made within the next 10 working days.
Okay. Do I need to stay on?
Nope. You can have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, we will turn now to the next item on today's agenda. This is the wetland variance I talked about, given application number WV20-002. This is an application that has been submitted by Gretti Associates on behalf of the property owner, Mike Chase, for a driveway extension and the installation of a bridge within a categorized wetland buffer relating to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record that staff report all the application materials, which included the, of course, the application. There is site plan drawings. I believe there were some photographs in the file. There's SEPA documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for what is probably coming up to be your last hearing, I imagine.
Yes, that is indeed the case. Okay, so this project, the application proposes to construct a permanent concrete and steel bridge over Chumstick Creek and extend the existing gravel driveway in order to access the eastern portion of the property, which is currently inaccessible via car. The bridge is proposed to be installed outside of the two identified wetland boundaries, but would be located within the associated buffer. So this is just to allow for that development to occur. Staff has reviewed the application materials and issued a SEPA determination of non-significance, and therefore is recommending approval as conditioned.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, could you state your name and address for the file?
Ryan Walker, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101, Wenatchee.
All right, Mr. Walker, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Walker, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to tell me about this project, Mr. Walker?
So as you can see on the site plan, there are two wetlands on this property, one in the more northern portion and one in the southern portion, which leaves a gap between them, which is the only place for a bridge to get over the creek. And it necessarily has to be within the buffers because the buffers of each wetland overlap. Also, from a topography perspective, this is really the only location of the bridge that works to make it land without needing a significant cut, which would be in both the wetland and in the creek buffer. So this is the only feasible location to install a bridge across the creek. Mitigation has been provided at a 1-to-1 ratio for impacts to vegetation in the buffer. I have read all of the conditions of approval and gone over those with the landowner, and we agree to all of those and would like to answer any questions you have.
And just, I know this is in the record, but I just want to confirm it. So Chumstick Creek completely dissects the applicant's property, correct?
That's correct, yes.
There's no other way from the applicant's property to reach this area without crossing the creek. Is that fair to say as well?
That's correct. We investigated multiple other routes. Just this is a relatively expensive bridge as bridges go, and tried to find any other way to get over there, and nothing else was feasible.
All right. It looks like this is the only option that they have.
Yeah.
Is there anything else from the applicant?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't believe there's anybody here from the public. Mr. Bruner, how are you? You must be okay. Did you come for this, Matt? Mr. Bruner, can you unmute yourself? Unmute. There you go. So are you here for the development agreement or for this matter? And you're still on mute. You're still muted.
How are we now?
Yeah.
I seem to be computer deficient today.
Are you here on the wetland variance or for the development agreement?
I was checking in for the development agreement.
Okay, we've come and gone on that one. Mr. Kennard was here. You can stick around and I can reopen the record for anything you might want to add or But we're on the wetland variance right now. Did you have anything that you wanted to say about that project?
No, I didn't.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. No member of the public is here today. Is there anything further from staff?
No, nothing further. Thank you.
All right, then. What I'm going to do, Mr. Walker, is I'll close the public record portion of this hearing and have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
The next item on the agenda is a shoreline substantial development permit given application number SDP 2020-015 along with the shoreline variance SV 2020-015. These are applications for permits for the construction of a dock on and a swim float on property on Lake Chelan that is boat access only. Again, this relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report, as well as in all the application materials. And for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all the attachments to the staff report, which included all those application materials. There's agency comments that have been submitted, noticing documents, site plan drawings. I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And I don't see Ms. Strother here. So are you handling this one, Ms. Morgan?
I am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. What would you like to tell me on this matter?
So this project, as stated, is for the installation of a dock that would be outside of the dimensional standards as allowed outright in the Chelan County SMP. So this is just to allow year-round access to the boat-only property, which is in North Lake Chelan. Based on the application, staff has reviewed the criteria, issued a determination of non-significance, and therefore recommends approval as conditioned.
All right, thank you very much. Ms. Hesberg, is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, could you state your name for the record?
Ann Hesberg with Gretti Associates, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101 in Wenatchee.
All right, thank you. I think I have been misspelling your first name for probably 15 years. There is an E on the end of it, is that correct?
Yes, there is.
I apologize. I wish you would have told me a long time ago. That's embarrassing.
All right, Andy. Lots of people forget the E. It's still Ann regardless.
Yep, okay. All right, I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm or penalty perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. You are here on behalf of the applicant, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What would you like to tell me about this project?
We've read the staff report of record as well as the recommended conditions of approval and find them acceptable. Happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this project.
No, it all seems really rather straightforward. I understand there's no road access to this property. There's a wonderful trail that goes through the property, but no road access. So I don't have any questions. I'd note for the record that there are no members of the public here on this matter. Is there anything further from staff?
No, nothing further. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Hesberg, I am going to close the record on this matter. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And thank you for coming. I see that Mr. Bruner has left. So apparently he did not wish to say anything about the development agreement. So there being no other items on today's agenda, I'll now adjourn this October 7, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thanks to all for coming. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.